There was nothing simple about Enron. Our guide through the complex accounting thicket that was Enron is Lynn Turner, who used to be the chief accountant at the Securities and Exchange Commission. Mr. Turner, can you see through the maze of partnerships that permitted Enron to report good earnings to the end when things actually turned sour?
It is very difficult from what's been disclosed by the company so far to date to see exactly when things turned sour. We know these entities or partnerships that they were setting up started to come into creation back in 99 and certainly grew an impetus from that point forward. But I think it's going to take the investigators some period of time to get to the bottom as to when the company really was reaching the brink of bankruptcy.
Let's talk about the device of the partnership here for a moment. Is there any point to these partnerships that Enron created or that some other company might create other than to make earnings look higher than they would otherwise?
I'm not sure in this particular case if we'll find another reason for those other than to keep some of the debts off the balance sheet and therefore be able to keep the credit ratings up for the company. When you look at some of the documents that have come out so far, for example, by the one executive, Sharon Watkins, and she starts to describe some of these transactions, it really does look like they were set up for the purpose of either keeping losses off the financial statements of Enron or keeping large sums of debt that ultimately would come due away from the investors as well.
I wonder if you could explain how these partnerships worked. This is complicated stuff. But for example, give us one example.
Let's say, for example, you're a company, you want to build a building, but it's going to cost you a lot of money and you're going to have to raise a lot of financing. And if you have to show all that debt on your balance sheet, the debt rating agencies are going to turn around and downgrade your debt. So what do? You go set up a separate company, partnership, corporation, you have it build the building, you turn around and have it own the building, and then you enter into a contract whereby you, Enron in this case, make the payments over to that separate corporation in sufficient amounts to pay off all the debt. It just never shows up on the books of the company, and so the company looks like its balance sheet is actually much sounder than what it really is.
You're an accountant. And you are now the director of the Center for Quality Financial Reporting at Colorado State University. If you had pored over Enron's financial reports, would you have seen the cracks in the walls?
You definitely would have seen some red flags that were out there. Those financial statements, in fact, I have pored over them, and those financials do describe some of these partnerships that were used to keep some of this information away from the eyes of investors. But in no way did they give you the indication that this company was about to face such a severe liquidity crisis that it was going to be forced into bankruptcy.